for whatever reason, and I guess it comes with the territory anytime that a team is successful and they latch on to a certain theme, saying, song, that after a while, it just gets beaten into your head so much that you get sick of it.
It's like the Summer Bash promos.
Yeah, it kind of is.
When they pick a tune and you hear it a bunch.
You hear it for like a month or maybe more until the event. And here we are, two series almost in the books for the Stars, and people have grown so tired of this.
They've gone tired of Mino running it into the ground.
Yeah, but
that's what's had more to do with it than any other thing.
Yes.
This is on you, David.
I don't think it is because it's become one of his little play pretties. But at the same time, there are so many promos that run, you know, with that song in it, and you just hear it everywhere. You hear whoa.
It's part of their package. It's the Stars tune. It's their package.
Yes, and you get hit over the head with it when you watch any of these games on the TV, and that's you know, I guess that's just part of the territory of going through something like this. But then you turn on the ticket and there it is again, just thrashing your ass with it. And the next thing you know, you just roll over into a little ball.
Well, it just becomes part of your life. And to be honest, I hope we get to hear this for another month.
I do too.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Now, the origins of the song come from, before we play you how we've decided to trick them up a little bit, the origins of that little blurb comes from a band called Sick Puppy, which, are they from here?
I don't know.
We determined that?
No idea.
That I guess the Stars commissioned to write the song, and the song is called The Rising. Not anything like the Bruce Springsteen record from the early part of the century. This is, The Rising song is, you know, there's no mention of the Stars in it, but it is certainly a song that they had written for them. Am I right on that?
Yes.
That's correct.
The way I understand the story.
Okay. And so it's just part of their deal. Do we have the actual song in there?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, let me hear that.
Summer Bash?
If they win the Stanley Cup, yes.
Okay. All right, how's that?
So
enough?
So butt rocky.
My buddy seems to think they're from Australia.
They are?
I'm just telling you what a buddy says, and he's somebody that I somewhat trust.
Yeah, that's what Wikipedia says.
All right.
Well, so we decided that because of the way that little part ends, that we could add some ticket spice to it. So this is, again, what we hear all the time. The at the end.
Yeah.
There are plenty of things that sound tickety.
Let's make this our theme song.
Yes. And so we're going to choose which one we think is best, and then we'll mix that in throughout the next couple of weeks if, in fact, we win tonight.
How many of these do we have, David?
I've got 16.
Oh, my God. Well, let's start rolling them off.
So here is the ticket versions of that.
Oh, Terry Schiavo, you're barely alive-o.
Okay, I don't like that one.
That's...
Whoa.
Yes.
Wait.
Hold thumbs on, up
wait,
on that
wait.
One.
Play the Terry Schiavo one again. Listen to how nicely it fits because there is an O.
You're singing about a paraplegic,
hang on,
paralyzed woman.
Oh, Terry Schiavo, you're barely alive-o.
It fits.
I'm giving
Dan
that
Bennett
one.
Dan Bennett will never allow that. You flew in his face with that.
We need to grade these from 1 to 10. That gets a 1.
All right, so what was the other one you played?
Here's Saroy.
Whoa.
That gets a 9.5.
Yep.
Okay.
On Main Street. What? That's about
no.
A
that gets a minus
that's
a, 4.
Yeah, that's negative.
Oh, see.
Right, that's worthy of about a 6.
I'm giving that an 8.5.
So far, Saroy's the leader in the clubhouse, which
for me, yes.
Whoa.
All right, next.
Oh, Mike.
That's a good one.
Be careful with that Saroy 9.5, because you're setting the bar way too high. Give it like a 7.
My expectations are high. I'll do whatever I want, you man.
All right, I'll give this an 8.5.
The Oh Mike?
Yeah.
All right. That's Coach Switzer, by the way.
All right.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
I like that.
Right, I like that a lot.
I'll give that an 8.5.
Uh-oh.
That's a good one.
I'll give that a 9.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
HKP. That's a good one.
Do you like that better than Saroy?
No.
No.
It's good.
You don't? Play Hong Kong Paul again.
Okay.
I haven't heard these yet, so this is first time.
I like Saroy best still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if we want to go really homoerotic.
Boy, this has been a big day of revival for Give It To Me, Lance.
I know. I know. All right.
Keep going.
All right.
That's strong.
That's really good.
Not Saroy worthy, but that's strong.
That is sweet Edna we're talking about. Should we narrow it down to like a top 5 that get put in rotation?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Over off Zeron and MLK. What is wrong with you? That gets a 0.
That gets an 11.
No, it doesn't.
It starts with an O. It's perfect. It fits. Play
that's
it again.
That's terrible. Over off Zeron and MLK. It has no flow. It's an energy loser.
That's magical right there. All right. No.
That works.
It's terrible.
That actually works. Give it a 5.
That fits in form-wise, but go ahead.
That's great. Beltre?
Yeah.
Now that's solid
that's
right
very
there.
Good.
Do that again.
That's beautiful.
Excellent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
One more time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's great. That's right. Damn near Saroy worthy.
All right, we got 2 left.
Okay.
Okay.
Mushmouth.
See, they all need to be with O.
That's so great.
OJ, play it again.
OJ.
All right, in the finale.
Oh.
10. Oh my god.
All right, I think that both the norm ones.
Okay, which one?
Are great. The last
one,
of course.
There's 3 norms. There's norm OGs, norm uh-oh, and then the norm fart. Norm fart's the best.
Yeah, norm fart is the best.
We got Saroy for sure, right?
Saroy is in there.
Whoa.
What about Mushmouth?
Edna's got to be in there.
Edna for sure. Aubrey, do you guys?
I love
that
one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Do you like Barry?
There was one more that I liked better, and I can't think of what it was.
What about Mushmouth with OJ?
Yeah, I love Mushmouth.
Yes.
There was one I liked better, and I can't think of what it was.
Let's see. I've got it. There's Terry Schiavo, Saroy, Main Street. I love... Oh, CC!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one's good, too.
Okay. Then there's... Oh, Mike Berry. There's the two... There's Norm OGs and then Norm Uh-Oh. Then there's Hong Kong Paul. You got to put HKP.
Oh, yeah, Hong Kong Paul. All right.
Corby's Give It To Me, Lance. Love it.
No.
That got a 9 from me. So, yes. Edna? Yes.
All right, if we all have to agree, I think we all agree that Hong Kong Paul...
Yes.
Saroy...
What about Beltre? Yes.
Yeah, Beltre's good.
We may have more than 5.
Yeah, we do.
I've got OCC, Mushmouth, Norm Fart, Saroy, Edna, Aubrey, Hong Kong Paul, Lance, and Beltre. That's a good solid round right there.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to go wrong with any of them.
That's 9.
All right. Fire them all off, one after another, one more time.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Over off MLK.
All right.
Oh, God. I love this.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, see.
God.
On Main Street.
Whoa.
Oh, Terry Schiavo, you're barely alive-o.
Okay.
Good job, David.
Awesome.
Oh, we're missing June's and the spider attack.
Oh, yeah.
And make that happen real quick.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, now we have something to play with so that it won't grow tiresome. Now we need to put all those. We can put all of them in rotation. Who gives a damn? Those are all funny.
Hell yeah.
All right. Nice work. Nice work, America.
Excellent. Go Stars.